We were talking about tree staking earlier, and Bill and Gilbert wants to know about any special precautions or things to know about staking a bare root tree.
Well, bare roots, pretty much you want to handle the same way that you would handle a boxed or a container tree coming from the nursery. It kind of depends on where you've got it from. Most of your bare roots these days are coming in from California and are mostly fruit trees. Basically, you want to do the same. You want to make sure that you've planted it well. You've got your mound of soil and you've spread your roots out over it and your soil base has been back over there. You've watered it in well to remove any air pockets and the soil is settled around. But you still want to use two or maybe a three-stake system. I wouldn't necessarily put in guys, but a two- or three-stake system. There is different methods that I've seen people use where they have some strapping and they will put it over the root ball and anchor both ends of the strap into the ground down around the hole where the tree is planted. That's a lot of extra work. So I still say three stakes. Do it kind of a hub and spoke type of a tie system between those three stakes. Make sure that it's loose so the trunk can just move a little bit, but that the root plate and the soil around there is nice and secure. So as the new roots are starting to grow into the soil, they're not pulled off and broken.
And then he's got a flood-irrigated yard and wants to know about how do you keep grass from growing around the tree?
All right. The best way is just manually. Flood-irrigated, you probably have some, some old Bermuda grass. You'll get some other stuff that'll come in there. Basically, it just needs to be manual. You can chemical spray. But I don't always advise that. Once it probably takes about a good year of just manually pulling out the grass, digging it, getting a hoe or something, and breaking up the soil a little bit. But after a while, that'll get pretty solid there, and with just a little bit of effort, the grass and weeds and things won't grow back in around it. But that's an important point because you do want to keep grass from growing around the trunk of the tree. That can hold excessive moisture up against the trunk, as well as if you go in with any type of lawn maintenance equipment, easy to damage the trunk of the tree.
And this isn't the most this solution you have to keep doing over and over again. But when in our orchard, we've got a couple of trees that have grass that just started growing around it. I don't know how it got transplanted. Could be bird drop, whatever the case. Mm-hmm. We've got Bermuda. We've got chain link panels, and we put those around the tree, and then all of our old chickens that don't lay eggs anymore, we put them in there.
Put them inside to eat the weed seeds. And
they keep that grass very well contained.
That's the old the example of the chicken tractor.
Yes.
Which you're familiar with, rotating the chickens around the pen or even in the orchard to help do that. That's actually an excellent idea.
So, but if you take them off, well, the grass comes back fairly quick. So it's got to be an ongoing maintenance item. It's not great, a long-term eradication solution, but it gives the old chickens something to do.
Right, and they won't injure the trees. I mean, you could do goats the same way, but I don't think you'd have much left on your orchard if you put the goat in there.
So I mentioned we have six ash trees left. There was nine. Two of the other three aren't there thanks to goats.
There you go.
I thought I was doing something nice. I'm like, we'll put them under this beautiful ash tree. It's our biggest one. It's got the most shade. I even put hog wire around the trunk, and those silly things stuck their heads through the
wire,
hog wire and stripped all the bark in one night.
Tenacious.
I should have wrapped chicken wire around the hog wire, and then they couldn't have gotten their head. I thought, they're not going to stick their head through that. No, they did.
Yeah. No, that's important. Yeah, chicken wire actually works. We had that with beavers down in the Rio Salado. Beavers would eat the bark off of trees down through there, so we had to protect them. Like, chicken wire was the way to go.
And are you talking about the area just south of the airport, the riparian area that they
– Yeah, all from – yeah, from about 16th Street over to about 32nd Street down through there, a lot of the reclaim area. It's very nice. If you haven't been down there in a while, the bike trails, the walking trails, very pleasant.
I follow that area on one of our social accounts. I think it might be Twitter. I can't remember. But I've seen pictures. I keep thinking, I've got to get back there, because if you've ever driven over the Salt River at any point south of the airport, right, it's not a pretty scene. But the pictures I see from there, I think, man, they've done an incredible job.
Yeah, it's an incredible job. There's been a lot of work that's gone on there, and the natural plant community is coming back, and it's still augmented. The city works on that quite a bit, plants trees every year and some forbs and stuff, but it's really coming back and being very strong.
Well, I'm glad to see that it's I'm going to have to make a special trip down there. One of the other areas that I really enjoy is that area on Hayden, south of McDowell, south of Saguaro, that water reclamation area. Have you walked that landscape?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
They did, I think it's the water treatment plant, the landscape they did around there along the Green Belt. We had to go doing broadcast research, and we had the opportunity to walk through there with the arborist that put that together. They've got a beautiful Palo Verde canopy over the walkway with a lot of natural hardscapes. It's a really pretty public area to go walk.
Very nice.
When you are sending somebody to go see an example, you know, as we're looking, do you have any? And with the music, we've got a break here. We can do a lot of things here, but we can't stop the clock. Well, think about that. Public areas to send people just to preview some of the beauty the desert has to offer. If you'd like to join the conversation, Jen is call screening. She's got a few on the line now, but you can jump on at 1-888-767-4348. Text messages 411-923. Or if you need to snap a picture for insect or plant identification, info at rosieonthehouse.com.